We had a really, really competitive wage bill this year, just on, you know, for the championship. You know, if you add on top of that, you know, the loan fees that we had to pay for Dwight Gale and Harvey Barnes at the start of the season, the, you know, the fee that we paid to get Sam Johnson into the club, the fee that we paid for Kyle Bartley, then there was some smaller but still money to be paid for the loan fees that we made in January. We believe financially we gave it our best shot this season. Next season it will be slightly different. Albion is a club that will take the right risks, that's in the benefit for the club. Now, if it means that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players move on, then they move on. We have to back ourselves, which this club's done time and time again, to then replace them, which we will do. Now, we have got a group of players that I'm sure we all believe can play in the Premier League. I know that when I joined in September, they, as a group, were willing to give it this one season. And I think a lot of them probably got desire with the age that they're at, thinking, if I don't go to the Premier League now with another club, then, you know, I could spend the rest of my career in the Championship. So we also need to respect their views as well, because that was the opinion at the start of the season. This is it. We're going to keep it together, see where it takes us. And, you know, we're a penalty away from getting to Wembley, but we have fallen short. So I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, the same squad will be kicking off the season on the 3rd of August. It won't. There will be changes, but there'll be changes made at this football club for the right reasons.
And the supporters will automatically latch onto Dwight Gale, who's just scored 24 goals for Albion this season. Yeah. As somebody that they'd love the club to sign permanently this summer, is there any prospect of that happening?
No. And, you know, no one would like to keep Dwight more than myself. We can all recognise what he gives us on the pitch and the way he's conducted himself and been off the pitch in the local area. He's brought his family down from Newcastle for the year. So he's brought into everything we wanted to do. It goes back to the beginning of the season. Financially, we were prepared to pay the money we had to for Dwight's contract for this season. It hasn't worked out. You know, Dwight's contract is a Premier League contract, and we will pay Premier League contracts, but we'll only do that once we're back in the Premier League. Now, it might not be, I'm sure, well, it might not be, I know it won't be the news or thing that Albion fans want to hear, but they need to trust us and they need to know that we're doing everything right for this football club. We don't want to keep players on big contracts and have to lay the general, you know, normal staff off and make people redundant. We want to keep everyone here because we've got good people behind the scenes, and we want to do that with still having a really competitive wage bill on the pitch, which we will do next year.